Mothership Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
We come now, beloved, to the Daily Devotional, and today we're looking at the 60 parts of the characteristics of Jesus, and today we get to part 19. And on the program today, we're looking at this. We're looking at contentment. And I have three scriptures for you on this. Firstly, we go to Romans, the 9th chapter, and verses 19 through 21. It says this. Well, then you might say, why does God blame people for not responding? Haven't they simply done what he makes them do? No, don't say that. You are you, a mere human being, to argue with God. Rather, who are you, a mere human being, to argue with God? Should the thing that was created say to the one who created it, why have you made me like this? When a potter makes jars out of clay, doesn't he have a right to use the same lump of clay to make another jar for decoration and another to throw garbage into? That's interesting. Let's go to Philippians now and the 4th chapter, 10 through 15, and it says this. How I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me again. I know you have always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret living of in every situation, whether it is on a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And that is the key to that particular scripture. Let's quickly go to Timothy and the 6th chapter. It says this at verse 6, yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into this world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. Beloved, these scriptures are so, so true. When you look at Jesus, when you look at his ministry, when you look at his 3 years as he worked with the 12 and went from place to place and did what he did, healing the sick, miracles all over the place, he was content, beloved. He was always content. Contentment is the way I believe we should be as Christians. Yet, you know, we get so many emails and text messages from people who are just moaning and complaining all the time. They are not content at all. They seem to think that they have a right, because they believe in God, they think they have a right to say, look, Lord, what's going on here? Why aren't you doing this or that? You can see that in Romans. Let's just go back to that scripture. Let's go to verse 20 of Romans in the 9th chapter. It says, no, don't say that. Who are you, a mere human being, to argue with God? Should the thing that was created say to the one who created it, why have you made me like this? When a potter makes jars out of clay, doesn't he have the right to use the same lump of clay to make one jar for decoration and another to throw garbage into? You see, beloved, God made us to be the way we are. He didn't make us to change us. He made us to be the way we are. Oftentimes, I hear of couples when they get married. I hear the wife saying, you know what, I thought when I married him, I would change him. I thought he would be different. Why? Why do women say that? Why do they want to constantly change that which they married and have? Why do they want to do that? Why do men constantly want to change their wives? God made us the way that we are. And it is God to change us. It is not for us. Beloved, listen to me. If you've ever said these words, listen, I will change. I will. I really will. I will change. Forget it. Forget it. Because if you're saying those words, I will change, it's going to be so incredibly difficult for you to do that. Don't say those words. Instead, think about the potter and think about the clay and think, you know what? God made me. He needs to change me. He's the one that molded me. He needs to mold me the way He wants me to be. But we have to give Him that right. Beloved, we have to say to God, Lord God, it's all right for You to change me. It is all right because I don't want to be the way I am any longer. I don't want to be sinful. I don't want to be evil. I don't want to do all this stuff anymore. What I want, Lord, is to do Your will. I want to be molded like clay. I love the way Paul says in Philippians, he says, I know how to live on almost nothing. We're at verse 12 of Philippians 6 here. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. And listen to this. This is the key. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Beloved, I want you to repeat that with me now. Repeat that verse with me now. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And again, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And a third time, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. But what that says is, I can't do anything on my own. I can't do a thing on my own, beloved. I am learning in Jesus' name to have contentment, to be content with what God has done in my life and what He is doing for me and through me. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to get that verse. Verse 20, Philippians. I want you to get that verse. Philippians 4. Sorry. Where are we going? Philippians 4. And from verse 13. Philippians 4 and verse 13, I want you to get that verse and I want you to write it out, put it on a post-it note and whack it on the fridge. Whack it on the cupboards. Whack it anywhere you want because it's the truth. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Beloved, that is your daily devotional today. That is the word for today. Contentment. We're looking at contentment. Part 19. Of 60 parts showing God's character, contentment. Let us be content. You see, in closing, I'll just say this. Many people, oftentimes, we will give God a shopping list. And I've got a challenge in with you at the moment, not to ask God for anything at all until Friday. And I want some testimonies of what God has been doing in your life. To ask Him for nothing at all until this Friday. And I said that last Friday. Do you remember that? Well, I'm saying it again. Until Friday, ask for nothing at all. Why? For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Contentment. Thank You, Father, for this word. And I give You the glory and the honor and the praise due Your holy name. We worship You in spirit and in truth, Lord God, forever and ever. Amen.